Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
But let's just focus first on healthcare and trying to address the issues of those that continue to struggle to access and afford healthcare. I'll just remind you, past actions, no one else in the country, no other state in America has done more in this space than the state of California. It's a point of pride in the last few years in particular. It's a point of pride and passion as well. That said, we're not nearly where we need to go.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
This is year two of this multi-year commitment, $2.8 billion this year to move the needle and to advance these, as we love to say it, once in generation reforms. We put out last year something we had never committed to, and that's a long-term vision for long-term investments, $10.3 billion. This year, we want to add an additional $2 billion.
Well, thank you there, Governor Face Mask Garrett and Grusham.
I value and respect all of you.
We got a new analysis from the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation, and they found what Newsom has unveiled here in California with his health care, illegal aliens and all. It's going to cost about $12,250 per household per year to order to fund the first of its kind health care system. Isn't that a gift? Boy, we knew that that hornet's nest was going to be rattled up after the recall did not happen. But this is literally insane in the membrane. We're going to continually here in this state find a need to raise taxes, and those who remain will be forced to pay even higher taxes. These lawmakers here in California doubling it. Hey, let's double our taxes to pay for a single-payer health care system that would cover illegal aliens. This happened last Monday. Give all illegal aliens health coverage. Thank you, Gavin. Appreciate
it. If this proposal is supported, the first state in the country to achieve universal access to health coverage. So what does that mean? It means full scope Medi-Cal, including long-term care, IHSS, behavioral health to all low-income Californians, regardless of immigration status, regardless of their age, regardless of their immigration status. Full implementation will initiate January 2024 if this is approved. I want to thank Senator Durazo, so many others, Arambola, so many leaders in this space. There are strong advocacy for decades, even prior to those leaders, decades, those that have been advocating for universal coverage. We're going to do it. We said we're going to do it. We said it would take a few years. We're committed to doing it.
First in the nation. Well, way back. How far back? Well, 2019. Here in California, we extended health care coverage to illegals 26 years of age and under. A few years later, last year in 21, we began covering illegals over the age of 55. So we had those from 27 to 54 that weren't covered. So now Governor Newsom wants all illegals in California to have health coverage. And according to the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation, they found out that tax increased roughly $12,250 per household. Isn't that nice? So they're going to raise an additional $163 billion per year. That's more than California raised in total revenue any year before the pandemic. Under this bill, the top marginal rate on wage income would soar to 18%. That's above the national rate of 5.3 and the state's existing rate of 12.3. To keep this real simple, here's how Newsom did it. He has an 18 bracket system. Higher taxes kick in for individuals earning more than $149,000. The highest rate would apply to those that earn more than $2.4 million. So between $149,000 and $2.4 million, we got an 18 bracket system. Also going to expand the payroll tax that's paid by employees who earn more than $49,000 in annual income if you work for a company that has more than 50 workers. You know what this is going to do? If you're a small business and you see a tax cliff coming up, let me see if you had a company that had 49 workers earning $80,000 each. And if you hired one more employee, that would create a higher tax bill. So there you go. It stifles small businesses from becoming medium-sized business. And this is insane. And I don't know what point California will say enough is enough. I really thought the recall would have worked. I mean, the polls showed it getting closer and closer and closer. And I really thought there's enough upset Democrat voters in this state that they would have turned it around. But I don't know when enough is going to be enough, because they're going to continually raise these taxes. Dan Walters at Cal Matters, he wrote, Newsom's proposal to extend Medi-Cal to all, which makes California the first state in the nation to achieve universal health care coverage. He took it back, and he goes to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. California was pretty much a fairly red state, right? Remember those days? I didn't actually realize how red it was then, and I actually felt more liberal than all the other states in the 80s, in the 90s. Dan Walters writes here, he says, when the state voters passed Prop 13, which is in 1978, that slashed property taxes. It made raising other taxes more difficult. It was what was dubbed a tax revolt, and that happened in California. He said Prop 13 was so game-changing that even then, Democrat Jerry Brown did a 180-degree flip, because he was all, you know, against Prop 13. He denounced it. But after it passed and he realized, oh, Californians don't want a lot of taxes, he was a born-again tax cutter. He sponsored a state income tax reduction as well. And Dan Walters writes that California Republicans also exploited another issue, crime. They persuaded voters to reinstate the death penalty and push lawmakers to enact new lock-em-up laws. Three strikes started right here in Fresno, actually. Made life term for repeat felons. He goes on to write, California's politics began to turn leftward in the late 90s for demographic and cultural reasons. Yeah, it is now one of the nation's bluest states, dominated by Democrats, and becoming more so with every election. So instead of cutting taxes, we're doing the opposite. California is now increasing them, increasing. We've seen this thing play itself out, and your rates are going to go up, and they're going to go up. 559-230-4242. I don't know how much people in California realize what's coming. 559-230-4242. Let's go to Clovis. Talk to Mike on Power Talk. Hi there, Mike.
Hey, Trevor. Good to hear your voice again.
Good to hear you, sir.
You know, I know why you're surprised that Gavin Newsom recall didn't come through. It's because our voting system is broken here. I know I sound like Johnny One Note, but until we get a voting system with integrity, this is going to continue.
So you think the 63% that voted not to recall Newsom, you think that was voting irregularities? You think California literally voted him out?
How many votes do they need? That's how many they can produce. They go and harvest whatever they need. They have all the signatures they need. They have the database is not correct. They have illegal immigrants coming in that are signing up and getting to vote. What do you need? How many votes do you need? That's what they can produce.
So you're saying that the garden has already been planted before every election, and it doesn't matter. They'll just go out and harvest what they actually need.
Yeah. The only way to stop this is to stop the mail-in ballots, unless you've got a reason, and you get a paper ballot. and vote in person.
Oh, I miss the good. I miss the good old days, Mike. Remember when we would do what you just said, and one day you would go and vote, and it'd be, even if it was an electronic voting, there was still a paper tally on it that you could see later and see if it matched up. I mean, on occasion during election days and the times that I remember in the 80s and 90s and in the early 2000s, that there would be a few stories of long election lines, but do you have a personal story, Mike? I don't, of waiting in a long election line, you know, having to wait hours to vote on election day. Throughout my whole history of voting, I never have experienced that once. Have you?
Never. 40 years of voting, never. And you know what? The rest of the world's democracies don't vote like us. They don't allow their democracies to do what we're doing. They vote one day and they use paper.
You know, I'm talking about this tomorrow, Mike, on the show, that if Republicans don't wake up to what's going on, we have had some across America working hard to get these voting laws enacted, and that's the reason why everyone on the left was out on Martin Luther King Day, in their parade, saying it's all about voting election integrity laws. Boy, the Democrats sure are better at this than Republicans are. Mike, I'll give you a last statement.
I can't argue with what you're saying, but until we get this fixed, all these taxes, all this universal garbage, progressivism is not going to stop.
And I wonder when enough will be enough in California. Mike, thanks for that call in Clovis. 559-230-4242. You want to jump aboard, let it out, let it shout. Over $12,000 per household. That's according to the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation. 559-230-4242. Are you ready to fork over more? It's happening. Just look at it as a deduction in your paycheck, right?
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Looking forward to talking to Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreaux, the rise in retail crime and what his department is doing to defend. And also looking forward to speaking with Mike at 559-230-4242. Mike in LaGrange. Mike, I've heard LaGrange, aren't you kind of mountains up there by Modesto?
No, we're in the foothills. We're 40 miles east of Modesto, up in the foothills. Elevation 250, population 250, cattle probably a million.
Elevation 250, population 250, and more cattle than people. That sounds like a great place. That's ideal. That's ideal. Mike, what's on your mind from LaGrange this afternoon?
I just wanted to talk about the gentleman who spoke earlier. This system has been rigged for 20 years, and I told everybody when Arnold Schwarzenegger got elected, when Gray Davis was recalled, that this would never happen again. The Democrats would not allow it. Our system is so corrupt, we need to start arresting people and sending them to prison, and nobody will do it. We don't have the judges. Nobody's got cojones to do anything about this, and we know dang well that he was recalled. I mean, just like Trump won the election, and I'm no conspiracy theorist or whatever. I'm not articulate as well, as you could tell. I am a cowboy. But I'm telling you, the fact remains that this is a total sham and a scam. Our votes do not count. They pick who's going to win and who's going to lose. They're picking the winners and losers. And nobody goes to jail. That's what bothers me, is we don't have a judge that has one bit of testicular volume to do what needs to be done. These people need to be arrested and put in jail for life. I'm serious. I mean, these people need to be arrested. They have destroyed our republic.
Well, the system is corrupt, Mikey. People actually are on the borderline of getting arrested right now in Georgia for doing what is legal in California. Ballot harvesting. We've already known that. We know that paper ballots we've seen Jerry New York Nuts Nadler. Mike, I'll give you last say in LaGrange, sir.
Yeah, I got one thing to say. Last time I voted up here, I live in a very small community, and what the people that were running our polls I'm going to be politically correct, an Asian lady who barely spoke English and a Hispanic lady who didn't speak very good English and a black gentleman. I thought that everybody that your polls where you vote, that they're from your community that you're from. Well, that didn't show me anything. I mean, I truly believe that we are in a bad, bad state. And if I could sell everything I had right now, I would leave this state in a heartbeat. But unfortunately, there's getting less and less places to go because property values from everybody leaving this state have driven everything through the roof. So
yeah, anyway, well, it's just as expensive in Austin as it is in San Jose these days. Mike, appreciate the call. Let's talk about something he was talking about. This is Jerry New York Nuts Nadler from 2004.
It's a very tempting point. I just, as a very experienced, practical politician from New York, I feel constrained to observe that in my experience in New York, paper ballots are extremely susceptible to fraud. And at least with the old clunky voting machines that we have in New York, the deliberate fraud is way down compared to paper. When the machines break down and they vote on paper, we've had real problems. So there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. I'm simply observing that as a problem. There's got to be a way of getting the best of our methodologies.
But in fact, the MIT studies have shown that hand-counted paper ballots are among the most reliable. And at least if there's a miscount, you can discover it. You can't discover miscounts with these machines.
Maybe optical scan with paper. I want a paper trail. I want paper somewhere. But pure paper with no machines, I can show you. I can show you experience, which would make your head spin.
Let's go back to how we did it because it worked. It worked. There was no reason to change it. You know, you could mail in your ballot if you were overseas, if you were going to be in the hospital having surgery. Now we have all these ballots in California just laying around. I vote in person, but they mail me a ballot. You might vote in person, but they mail you a ballot. When you have all these ballots laying around, very susceptible to fraud. Again, we're going to talk more about this a little more in depth on tomorrow's show. Hey, how soon do you think this is coming to California? I would say within, 72 months. That's 12, 24, 36, 5 years. 12, 20, let's go 36 months. Yeah, 3 years. I think it'll be coming to California. What's happening in London? Mayor Khan is going to do pay-per-mile charges. Pay per mile. See, they want to get us all into public transportation. They hate the fact one person driving a single car and hitting the gas pedal and gas is powering it. That's what they want to get rid of. They want to get you to walk. They want to get you on a bicycle. They want to get you in an electric vehicle. Mayor Khan, that globalist mayor of London, said he's not willing to put off action to hit climate targets. They have to have a 27% reduction in London's car traffic by 2030 to meet the Paris Climate Accord net zero ambitions. So here's what they're going to do. I mean, the whole thing's outrageous. How are you going to monitor this? But they'll find a way. Yeah, put a chip in somebody's hand. They're going to basically, what they're going to do, our cities are going to be only rich people will be able to drive. Universal health insurance in California, first in the world. Now London's going to do the world's first per mile road user charge by the end of the decade. What they're going to do, it's going to cost $12.50 a day, or pounds, $12.50 pounds per day to enter. Just to go in to the city, you're going to have a charge to go in. Then they're going to have a clean air charge of around £2, all but for the cleanest vehicles. So $12.50 to come in. If you're in a gas car, that'd be $14.50 to come in. And any charge driver from outside of London, that'll be $3.50 for entering the city. So there we go. That's how it's all going to work out. How's that crime working out? You thinking about it before you head out to shop? We're going to talk to Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreaux. Rise in retail crime and how they're fighting it in the South Valley next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
You elected him, and he is serving as your county sheriff, Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreaux. Sheriff Boudreaux, welcome back. First hello of 2022.
How are you, Trevor? It's so exciting to be on the show. You always are so kind to us. We appreciate it.
Well, you guys do good jobs, and if I wouldn't be reporting on the good jobs. If you were doing bad jobs, I'd be reporting on that. So good job down there. Now, it's a tough job, Sheriff. I don't have to tell you. I'm hearing from people all over this country. Crime's going up, and of course, retail crime is such a huge thing right now. And it's almost to the point, I would say, where a lot of people don't feel comfortable. You guys got hit pretty hard down at your Tulare Outlet Center. Sheriff, give us the latest on that and what you guys are doing to make sure people feel a little more comfortable.
Well, you know, as we've talked about on the show before, it was just a matter of time. As the regulations and the laws that have been set in Sacramento, which quite frankly go against law enforcement, they go against what justice stands for, as well as they don't serve the victims. You know, Trevor, we rarely mention the victims. And what we've had in these store robberies down here is we have businesses that have been impacted by the thefts, not to mention how people feel. They don't feel safe. They're afraid to go to the stores. I can tell you that my wife and daughter were going to go to the outlet. They second and third guess themselves because just of the very nature of what this represents. It's scary for people to think about.
I'm going to interrupt you, Sheriff. Excuse me. Sheriff, not as a sheriff, but as a husband and as a father, did you back up their agreement to not go?
You know, what's important, this is what I said. I said, look, you know, we have to be aware of our surroundings. You know, your inner knowing, your gut's going to tell you if something's not right. If something tells you not to go into a store, stay away. You know, we want to be able to support our local businesses. I told them to go. I can tell you that we support our Second Amendment and our concealed weapons. So, you know, for those people that are out there that strongly are against that CCW, that concealed weapons permit, that is your line of defense against evil attacks such as this. And if you're going to be able to protect yourself in a parking lot or at a storefront, I would encourage people to carry their concealed weapon. Now, some disagree with that. And if you don't feel comfortable with it, don't carry it. But I can tell you that for those who carry it, we've had zero incidents of legal, law-abiding citizens carrying their weapon. Does that make it safer? I would argue it does. And so I encourage my family to go to the store, support our businesses, but be very vigilant in their surroundings. And so that's what they did.
I wish we could, you know, with COVID tracing, you can get an iPhone ding if somebody around you is COVID, you know, all this new technology. I wish we could get an iPhone ding if somebody has a CCW around us, right? That'd make me feel good.
You know,
ding, ding, ding. Phone starts dinging and be like, all right. I like this store. There's a lot of dinging going on in here.
No, I think that's a fantastic idea. You know, but I think that, you know, for the criminal element, if they second guess themselves, like right now, people in California, they're encouraging, at least in our Democrat Party, and not our moderate Democrats, more of our hard left Democrats, and the hard left are encouraging us with more gun control than gun freedoms. And I don't mean to get off on this subject too much, but if the criminal is not going to feel as if justice will not be paid and they will not have to sit in my jail and they're released because it's a property crime, and if they don't feel if the average citizen is going to defend themselves, what is our last stance? Where do we as public servants, where do we as law enforcement say that enough is enough? You know, law enforcement in of itself is the resources are depleted. They're getting hard to come by. To get people to encourage to even apply for law enforcement can be challenging, much less defunding the police. So really this outlet theft is to be expected, and I would argue there's going to be more unless things change in our legislature.
That's right. Crime didn't used to pay. Crime does seem to start to pay in California, and that's what you're having to defend against. My guest, Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreaux. Sheriff, I was glad to hear you standing up for those CCWs, because as you know, law enforcement, what, quick response unless you happen to be patrolling that shopping center at that time, and we'll get to that in a second, but you know, minutes is, you know, Fresno Shot Spotter, minutes is a quick response. So a lot can happen in those minutes. So that CCW, thank you for bringing that up here in California. Is there going to be additional patrol there at the outlet stores?
Sure. There's going to be increased patrol in those areas. Specifically, we're working right alongside with the Tulare Police Department. We have 9 different local police agencies down here that we work very closely with. I know all the chiefs. They're personal friends of mine. And as law enforcement, even though we wear a different badge and a different color patch, different uniform, we're all doing the same job. There's many times where we see different uniforms working together all for the common good. But if we take citizens out of the equation who are willing to stand up, be good witnesses, be the ones that observe and take down license plates and even defend themselves if they have to, law enforcement's job will be a losing battle.
I guess as I look forward in the future, you think you go to a mall or a big shopping area or like the outlets. They're a beautiful place to shop in Tulare. Maybe we'll have toll booths like airport one day, you know, the spikes, unless the thing goes up and you give some form of, I don't know, something where people can't smash, grab, and go. Because, you know, Tulare Outlet's right there on 99. That's a pretty easy spot to hit, I would think.
No, I agree, but I would argue that's money wasted. Why not spend, instead of $1 billion, instead of $1 billion on masks, right? They're needed, I get it, or $45 billion in excess that we're going to put towards climate change? I just don't get it. I don't understand it. When you have that kind of money and not a bit of it is going to mental health services or law enforcement resources or crime prevention efforts, I really have a hard time with all of that.
I got an idea. Let's recall the governor. Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah, we tried that once.
Hey, Sheriff, have you guys, I saw a headline here, California Highway Patrol recovers $19.7 million in stolen merchandise. How much of a dent have you been able to make, and have you heard from other sheriffs how much of a dent they've been able to make to recover any of this stolen merchandise?
You know, law enforcement does a really good job of recovering. You know, we do a really good job of getting a lot of stuff back. And that's kind of the untold story for all of our good law enforcement men and women. You know, we put a lot of energy into getting stuff back. You know, we've had some good success, but we've had some where it just gets away. I mean, that's the nature of the criminal element. If they can make money through criminal means, they're going to do it. And quite frankly, some of them are very good at it. When it comes to our agricultural thefts, you know, we can touch on that. That goes into a whole different category. But even when it comes to these storefront thefts and even the home invasion robberies and the like, it becomes very difficult when we become overwhelmed in our jail system. For example, even as of today, we're releasing people based on property crime and not people crime. And if you're not going to send the message that crime does not pay, then we're going to continue to lose this battle. Now, I will argue that because of the good men and women in law enforcement, look, Fresno County's got great sheriffs, and the Fresno Police Department's fantastic. Here in Tulare County, Central Valley, we've got hardworking men and women, the Tulare County Sheriff's Office. We know the people who live here. We know the families. I know where they go to school. I know the children. We want people safe. But it seems like we're in an uphill battle with our state legislator. It's unbelievable what's happening.
Well, it is. I heard you bring up ag theft, Sheriff. What's the number one item stolen for city folk that might not understand what some folks just a few miles outside the city limits are having to deal with? What's that number one item?
Well, anything, the biggest thing for us is our pistachios. You know, there's no serial numbers on the shell of a pistachio hull. You walk away with $500,000 load of pistachios, and you're lucky to find it. Yeah, you know, we've had that happen. And typically we'll find it in the Port of Los Angeles. And once it hits that area, you know, they have their own police department there because of the magnitude and size of that place. And once it enters there, it's got its own networking and it's very difficult to find. Now, we've been successful in recovering a lot of it. But ag is something, for example, we've had horse thieves, we've had cattle thieves. Anything that you can steal agricultural related and make money, they do it. But pistachio, you know, the nuts is a big selling ticket item.
Well, a half a million heist. Don't send it by train down to L.A. They're robbing the trains like the old days as well. Well, when you mentioned property crime and they're being released, what kind of property crime are they getting away with?
Well, I mean, there's a variety of different things. I mean, it's hard to just pinpoint just on one that stands out to me more than the other. We don't see as much burglary anymore because people are home. You know, they're home with COVID or they're home from work, and so you don't see that elevated as much. But what you do see is the catalytic converters that are stolen. You've got vehicle thefts that happen on a daily basis. My brother with the California Highway Patrol and a special task force, you know, there's 5 to 10 cars stolen every day in Tulare County. I'm not sure what the numbers are in Fresno County, but that's your typical property theft crime. You know, if you can get guns and sold drugs or freely, you know, distributed through the county. And in years past, you know, a drug offense, you'd go right to jail and you would be held accountable for that. That's not a crime against person anymore. So you have these people dealing in drug-related crimes that are released back out onto the street to either, one, commit property crimes, stealing to support their habit, or two, they're selling the drugs themselves to our children.
Well, you can steal a bunch of pistachios, steal a car, and be right back out on the street. My guest, Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau. Sheriff, we have here L.A. Sheriff Villanueva talking about Newsom's homelessness plan, and he called it straight out a failure. He said, no results that we're seeing. There's no vision. What is the success that they can talk about? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with Sheriff Villanueva. He's a friend of mine. I've talked to him many times, you know, and he's got a lot of people pushing back on him, but he's standing on his own 2 feet down there, as many sheriffs do. You know, I can tell you the only success that we've had with any of our homeless issues is the good citizens of Tulare County ponying up as civilians, creating community and social programs on their own. Salt and Light here in Tulare County is one that's a program they're developing to put in small homes to relocate the homeless. But that really doesn't target some of the core issues. You know, for me, what I wanted to see with this $45 billion surplus, not COVID issues and not our climate change issues, but why can't we put some of that money into our mental health programs, getting these people off the street? Why can't we create homeless facilities or mental health facilities in an effort to help these people recover and get them off the street? I don't understand how climate change supersedes the efforts that the state should be making with our own citizens who are homeless.
You know, Sheriff, if we see somebody on the ground in pain, holding their chest, clutching, we all wouldn't walk past that. We wouldn't look at it out our driver window in the car at the streetlight and just look at it. It's obvious their heart's not working. Let's call 911. Let's rush over to them. Most people do. When we see somebody walking down the street talking to themselves, they don't have one of those little white pieces of plastic in their ear, we realize they're not stable. They're not mentally stable. So whether it's the heart or the brain is not working correctly, but we just ignore that. And that's that mental health aspect that you're talking about. That now, a lot of that is meth and drug induced mental psychosis that is happening as well. So yeah, the mental health aspect of it, that's a danger to society. That's that unnerving feeling that even if you don't make it to the shopping center, that you're worried about a smash and grab, you're worried about the trip there while you're waiting at the stoplight. You know, is the meth head going to break your window and choke you out? It's an unnerving feeling. In closing, Sheriff Boudreau, thank you so much. I heard you say resources depleted. Job openings there, Tulare County Sheriff, what are you looking for? What are the various jobs? And I know some of them are, you know, support staff, not as dangerous. Most people think Sheriff's Department, danger, first thing that comes to mind. What are your resource openings right now?
You know, one of the major issues, thank you so much for asking. Look, we need emergency dispatchers. We have applications online right now. We would love to be able to have you come out and see if that job fits you. Emergency dispatcher, it is a stressful job, but it's a fun job. It's a satisfying job. Right now, that's one of our biggest openings, is the position of emergency dispatcher.
All points bulletin. Be on the lookout.
How's my audition? Yep. Not a bad?
Hey, you know what? Let me get you an application, Trevor. We'll hire you.
Is there a physical test one has to take for that opening?
you know what? They'll come in, they'll apply. You obviously have to have gotten through high school. There is a couple little issues as far as typing skills, but we put you through the training program. As long as you have a high school diploma and you are you don't have a criminal record, we'll take a look at you. We'll put you through a background process, an interview process. You come in, we'll start you, and we'll train you on day one.
No obstacle course.
No obstacle course.
All right.
No physical agility.
Sheriff, somebody right now heard that description, that job opening. They thought, that is me. And it's not just a job opening. It's a career. Point him in the right direction online.
I'll tell you, just go to Tulare County Human Resources webpage and or go to the Tulare County Sheriff's Office job opportunities. I think that's how it's listed online. And if you aren't able to find either of those through that description, feel free just to call the front office, and we'll guide you in the right direction.
Sheriff Boudreau, last minute, I'll give you the last say. Anything you'd like to say to the folks out there?
You know, let me say this. We talked about the homeless. Everybody wants to do something. We don't want to ignore that person on the side of the road. But I think it's really important to understand that law enforcement's not the first line of defense against the issues that are facing our mental health. However, remember, we don't have mental health resources. You're still going to call 911. We're still going to respond. We're handling those calls the best that we can. So please have an understanding spirit about yourself when you see us and we get involved in situations that require mental health services. Remember that we need to get out to our legislators and encourage them to try and get some money and resources put towards mental health services in California.
All right. I did say in closing, but this is in closing. You got elected as sheriff. You're not a politician, but you almost considered, right? How close were you considered to maybe jumping to the other side of the aisle here?
I was real close. As you and I had conversation, I was real close, and I had a lot of people encouraging me. You know, the backdoor conversations take place with that. I think we have a good quality candidate that's going to lead the torch in the right direction. You know, I'm entering into being the president this next year or so to be the California State Sheriff's Association, which allows me to speak directly to the governor on law enforcement behalf. I felt that maybe that's better positioned for me at this time. Not that I wouldn't exclude it in the future, but I think we've got some good people that'll really carry that torch in the right direction for us all.
Good answer. Sheriff Mike Boudreau, thank you for your time, sir.
Appreciate it, Trevor. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You betcha. Speaking of politics, former California Assembly Minority Leader Connie Conway gets in the Nunes vacancy next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Wow, a year ago today, I went back to our audio page because I'm a hoarder. Listen to what Aaron Rodgers was talking about Governor Newsom here.
Don't eat out at a restaurant, you know, unless you're wearing a mask and separate. Oh, here's a picture of the governor of California violating those rules. oh, public schools are closed, but I can send my kids to a private school, in-person schooling. It's like, I mean, for us to count on the government to help us out is becoming a joke at this point.
I forgot Aaron Rodgers was a COVID disciple then, I guess. What do we call him? Getting involved with it. That was a year ago today. Let's bring it back to today. GVWire.com reports former Assembly Minority Leader Connie Conway, Republican of Tulare. She got out of the game back in 2014. She's a former Republican leader in the Assembly, has filed to run for the congressional seat that Congressman Devin Nunes left to go do Trump Media Group. She said she will just run for the short-term seat. So we're going to have to figure out what that political chess play is right there. That's not checkers. That's a chess play. For some reason, somebody convinced her to run for that short seat right there. Why would you do all of that, go through everything that you got to go through and saying, well, that's it? Why even vote for somebody like that? That's a question we'll ask her. We'll put the invite out for Ms. Conway to come on. And the breaking news, they caught the man down in L.A. who shot his grandfather and his mother. He was on the run. The family was saying, give yourself up, give yourself up. He has been arrested in L.A. County. So that just broke here in the last few minutes. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. So we'll see. We got election season in April, June, November. Woo! Boy, I tell you. Exciting time to be in California. What a beautiful today it was. Just the weather was just awesome. Thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, we'll do it all again tomorrow, 3 o'clock. John Girardi, he's coming up on the radio next. Enjoy your evening.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.